Hi guys, how are you today? I hope that you are doing fine. Today, we have something very important. Today, we are going to talk about the internet, the best thing a human invented. It made meeting with people that are far away from you possible and easy. It created a lot of opportunities and fields that weren't existing before. Today, we are going to talk about 5 key steps you can follow to have maximum benefit from the internet. Let's get right into it. The first thing that the internet allows us to do is learning. The internet is a huge source of information. You can learn about anything you want. And within the internet, you have so many resources, so many ways to learn. For example, if you enjoy watching videos, you can learn from videos, from video courses, from YouTube. If you enjoy reading, you can read ebooks, you can read online articles, online blogs. If you want just to listen, there are plenty of podcasts out there, just like this one. It doesn't matter how old are you, where are you from, or what time is it. You can learn from anywhere, anytime, no matter how old are you. You can learn about anything. You can learn new skill, new language, even a new profession that you can work with. The second thing is, you can be part of online communities. There are online communities that have similar interests as you. For example, if you are a photographer, you can find Facebook groups, Instagram pages, YouTube channels, podcasts, online forums, and much more that are specialized in photography. There where you can find people just like you that are interested in similar topics, and you can make connections with them, and you can share your thoughts, your ideas, your creativity, and feel that you belong to a special community. So, for example, if you are interested about coding or video games or technology, you can go and search on Google for technology forums or gaming forums. You will find a lot of them. Or even in major forums like Reddit, you can find sub-communities that are specialized in something. So I really encourage you to be a part of communities in fields that you are interested in. The third thing has something to do with the second, and it's networking. You can make new connections, build relationships, make new friends on the internet. It doesn't matter via social media, via online forums. It doesn't matter. You will find like-minded people that will motivate you and give you valuable advice. And those relationships can bring you opportunities. Let's say, for example, you are using social media daily. Try to leave comments. Try to engage with posts. Try to DM some people. Try to be active. Moving to the fourth thing, building your personal brand. What do I mean by that? Let's say if you are interested in graphic design, for example, and you want to work as a freelancer in that field, the most important thing to do is you need to build your personal brand on social media. You need to have your own website at first, and you need to create accounts in different platforms and engage and post valuable content that will bring you opportunities. For example, me, I'm trying to build my online presence and my personal brand. For me, I'm not specializing in something, but I want to share whatever I have with the world. That's why I'm starting this podcast. That's why I'm trying to engage a lot on social media and gain followers and audience. Try to make your social media accounts professional. Try to take professional picture, or at least a good picture of yourself, and make it as your profile picture. Try to make a good bio. Try to name your account after your name. Don't name your account something irrelevant. Try to look professional so you can attract more opportunities. The fifth and the last thing, and it's making money. You can actually make money working online. You can either get an online job, or you can work as a freelancer, or you can do a side hustle maybe. There are plenty of opportunities out there. You can sell digital products like ebooks, courses, photographs that you took, designs that you designed. There are plenty of digital products that you can create and sell online. You can have an online estate, like an Instagram account with a huge amount of followers. You can have a website or something that you can sell, or a domain name that you can sell for a good price and make a good profit. Or you can even monetize your personal brand Now I have some notes and some advices that I want to share with you. First, try to produce content and not just consuming it. So, if you are able to produce content, why not? If you want to take leverage on social media, you need to be producing content. It can be just a small blog post or even an Instagram post or just something that you made to share it with others. Second thing is try to invest your time instead of wasting it. As I mentioned in the previous episode, instead of following celebrities, try to replace them with successful people in your field. Try to replace them with people who make valuable and educational content that will help you grow. Try to leave comments that can potentially lend someone valuable to you. I think that I'm done for today. I hope that I made some valuable content that you can benefit from. If you like it, please share with your friend. If you have any questions, any suggestions, please reach out to me. You'll find all my social links in the description. As always, stay safe, stay unique, and peace out.